Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's third Monday food, wine, and travel show with the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association. Usually on this show, we talk about different destinations. And you know what? Today, we are going to be talking about actually a few destinations, a floating destination. This would be aboard the Discovery Princess cruise line going from Vancouver, British Columbia to Los Angeles. This is a special event. It is the annual conference with the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association that's, of course, open to members, but it's also open to non-members. So if you're a destination, you're in the tourism, food, or wine industry, an author, a blogger, a photographer, you may want to really check this out because there's networking opportunities, there's media trips, there's all kinds of fam trips, like I was saying, but all kinds of workshops and seminars that you may want to join. And listen, you get to go on the Discovery Princess, which is a new ship. So it's very exciting. I encourage you to go to the website, ifwtwa.org. And we're excited to welcome back travel writer and author Amy Piper. She was on our show a few years ago with her book, 100 Things to Do in Lansing Before You Die. I encourage you to go to her website, followthepiper.com. She's also a director for the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association, which we call IFTWA, far easier. And she's a conference chair and also publications editor. So welcome back, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Happy to be here, Lisa.
It's exciting. Are you going to go on the cruise? You have to.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wouldn't miss it. It's going to be fantastic.
I think what's really exciting about this is the networking of not only travel writers getting together. And I was actually looking at some of the workshops and speakers you have, and one really focuses on about collaboration versus competition. And people working together, like they're saying that collaboration is a new competition. It's exciting. And I think that is going to be one of the, I think after COVID, and I know everybody's out traveling, you know, we do these shows and I'm like, everybody's on back-to-back travel trips right now, travel writers, you know, it's like they're back-to-back. We're, you know, everybody's excited, but everyone's kind of, I know we're doing this through Zoom, but excited to not have to do things through Zoom, you know?
Right. So we have a keynote speaker, and her name is Meena Thiruvengadam, and she is going to be talking about positioning yourself for the work that you want. And Meena has written for all of the top tier magazines, Travel and Leisure, Condé Nast Traveler, Voters, mm-hmm. Business Traveler, wow. The Washington Post. So she's going to be our keynote. She has almost two decades of experience in journalism and been all over the world to more than 60 countries. So we're very excited to have her on board. She's going to be talking about positioning yourself for the work you want. And so that's going to be very exciting. Then you were talking about Danelle Gay and collaboration. And Danelle has just written the book, 100 Things to Do in Wisconsin Before You Die.
And oh, okay. So you guys are friends. You're real close each other.
Yes. Yeah. She and 10 other Midwest travel writers, we wrote a book called Midwest Road Trip Adventures, where we collaborated. But Danelle has just a long history of collaboration. Her topic is going to be collaboration is the new competition, thriving together in the 21st century. And
awesome. I love that.
She's very entertaining, just in addition to being very brilliant in what she does. So that's going to be another topic. And then we are very fortunate to have speakers that are talking about things like social media. We have a gift to his own Kat Anderson. She's going to be talking about building social media beyond Instagram, what platforms benefit travel writers the most and why. And Kat is top-notch in her field. Then we have Julie Diebold-Price. She's going to be talking about photography for travel
She's
writers
awesome.
And how to get more than just a shot in the dark. So I thought that was very clever. And
well, she's an amazing photographer and she teaches and writes books about it. But I love that topic so much because I love the social media too, all of this, because I think number one, a writer, you know, the change of, and I think this is where IFTWA has really put itself in a good place of welcoming bloggers, where back in the day it was like, oh, no, you know, whereas the world was changing. I mean, look what happened to travel writers and newspapers and magazines and many times, you know, it changed. And, you know, suddenly writers used to go out and have a photographer travel with them. Not so much as, you know, for bloggers, you have to now learn this other skill set. You have to suddenly learn, you know, Instagram, social media. And so I love all of this because it's not like we just get to go out and write a beautiful story that we want to write. There's all these other things that you have to, if you want to be top of your field and understand who put your brand out there, which you were talking about with the keynote speaker too. I think this is so crucial in photography. It's more than just click with your phone. And I think, you know, travel photography, food photography sells the story. You know what I mean?
Well, and you really, in many cases, and Julie talks about this, you can really tell an entire story without words, just through your pictures. That and some short captions, and you can tell a beautiful story. And last but not least, I don't want to forget to mention, two others. We're going to be doing a topic on video, specific skills that travel writers need for videos that will delight destinations. And Scott Kendall is presenting that. And then finally, Robin O'Neill Smith is going to be talking about SEO, Simple as Sexy.
Very cool.
How to make SEO easy. Now, I've talked about these workshops, and it might seem like, oh, well, that's not much. But there's a lot of other activities that we're bringing to the table this year that are not typical speakers. We always do our culinary panel, and that's hosted by Andrew Harris.
Oh, and yay.
He brings in, we're bringing in Chef Rudy, the director of Princess Cruises culinary program. And so we're bringing him in along with some others, and Andrew's going to do his yearly culinary panel, which is great. But this year we've added something even more. We're called the Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association. So we're also going to have a wine panel. And
wonderful.
Andrew's also going to do that. And then we have a celebrity winery on board. And that is Rodney Strong.
He is
going to be actually providing the wine for our reception, our welcome reception. But more than that, he's going to do a whole wine education session during the cruise. So just like we have SEO and collaboration and all those topics, we're going to have a whole topic on wine winery.
That's amazing, because the more knowledge you have, the better you can be as a writer, you know. I think that's huge. And the business side that you were talking about, like social media and everything, you've covered all the bases. You know what I mean? It's these are bases that, like when you talk about SEO, that's not a drop in the pan. That's a big important thing. If you're a blogger, a publisher, you can have all the fancy, pretty things and you can write the best story on the planet, but people can't find it. What's the point? Mm-hmm. So exactly. I think what all these topics, I don't think it's little at all. I think they're crucial. So I'd rather have a few crucial things than a bunch of stuff that doesn't really help you. These are really helpful topics. But I mean, if you're going to learn about wine and then have a food panel and then you're on the discovery. Now, is it true that you guys are going to have the 360 experience? Because yes. This is insanely epic, cool, awesome. And I'm very jealous.
Yes, we are having the 360 experience, which is, you know, it's kind of a secret experience, but it engages all of your senses and all of everything to be able to experience that. And then Princess has they have three specialty dining rooms. One is going to be brand new, Chef Rudy's restaurant called The Catch. Mm-hmm. There's also a steak called the Crown Grill, I believe. And then there's also Sabatini's, which is an Italian restaurant. So people attending the conference, the IFTWA members can choose two of the three to attend at within the price of their conference, including the 360. So lots of things there. And then we're going to have a farewell dinner, and that farewell dinner is going to be IFTWA's new wine experience. And so we'll also be having that too. And we're also getting a galley tour. So there's so much packed into everything. And then, so on top of everything that IFT was doing, and on top of all of the special things that Princess is doing for IFTWA members, then on top of all that is everything you get when you pay for a cruise. You know, right. All the entertainment in the evenings and that kind of thing.
Oh, I wanted to go back on regarding networking, because I touched on networking amongst travel writers being very excited. Will there be networking opportunities with writers and destinations so they can connect on possible future media trips in the future?
Yes, we are having a marketplace. In that, there will be an opportunity for people to connect with various destinations and
you have a network, like a welcome reception, and I think, and you're yes. on a cruise. I mean, it's like, okay, you're going to meet up with somebody no matter what on that cruise, you know?
You're
in a contained space. It's going to happen.
It is. Well, like, and then on top of that, we have a lot of opportunities for pre-fam trips that are associated with the cruise. We are going to have shoreline excursions and shoreline media trips. Mm-hmm. And then during the conference, when we stop at our destinations, and then we'll also have some post trips. Mm-hmm. So
that's cool.
We haven't really talked about yet, Lisa, where the cruise is going. I don't believe.
Maybe. So it's going from Vancouver to Los Angeles, but you stop in San Francisco from what I'm looking at, right?
Yeah, we start in Vancouver. Then we Beautiful. Have a day in Victoria, British Columbia. So we'll have a day in Victoria, and then we'll sail. And our conference is on the sea days. So we'll have 2 full days and a half a day of conference. And then we'll have a stop after Victoria, we'll have a stop in San Francisco and then end in Los Angeles. But one of the very neat things is that in San Francisco, for example, City Pass is allowing those that want to get it, a City Pass for themselves and a guest. So if you want to explore San Francisco on your own, we're going to be there for an afternoon and then a morning in the majority of the next day. So if you want to explore that on your own, you can get a City Pass complimentary from City Pass and go out and explore on your own. And they will give you one for yourself and one for your guests.
That's awesome to go, because if you go with City Pass, I mean, I know that it's they're discounted tickets, especially for families, for, you know, they've been on our shows and they'll be coming up. I know Deborah will be on her show in the future here. I think July she's on the show. On our shows with IFTWA. And I love it because it's discounted for families. It saves so much money on attractions and like natural history museums and these amazing places, especially in cities. But I think it gets you through lines quicker too. And that's cool. Yeah. When you're a writer, you want in, you know?
Well, yeah. And the other part of that, we're being given these passes complimentary. So
that's awesome. And San Francisco, right there, wherever you're docking, I mean, there's so much right there to experience. And
exactly.
Oh, it's an awesome city.
And so anybody who signs up for the cruise will be able to get those. So that's a huge value on top of everything else. Mm-hmm. Then in San Francisco, we have the San Francisco Peninsula, and they are going to be hosting a Wednesday afternoon trip and then a Thursday morning trip. Mm-hmm. Those hosted by San Francisco Peninsula, if, for example, you are a writer and you bring your spouse, they will allow you to bring your spouse. So, so we have limited spots on that. We have, about 60 total spots for that. So those will be more first come, first serve. We have
Of that, first come, first serve, I know that your drop dead deadline on reserving your ship space, reserving your booking up for the ship and to be part of the conference, whether you're a member or not, is August 31st, 2023. Everyone, of course, we're in this year. But the earlier you do it, the quicker you can make sure you can apply for these different fam trips. And you don't want to be the last person applying for a fam trip. You don't want to be the last person to get the special seat at this in this special dining room, or you know, that kind of thing. So the sooner people, like when you hear this, you need to get going and get booking. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we will have opened up the media trips already by the time you hear this. So
The sooner
the better. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things are limited, but then we believe we're going to have enough for everybody to do something. So Visit Concord has got an overnight package from San Francisco. So if you want to get off the ship and not stay on the ship for a night, they're offering some overnight packages. Fairfield is offering a fam trip to 8 writers, and then also the Napa Valley is offering 3 to 5 writers. So from San Francisco, we have a lot of opportunities, a lot of things going on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you and can't then, beat San Francisco. That area is so awesome. Have you been there? Have you been to San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, many times. I worked in the Bay Area for quite a while, like about 9 months. So
It's beautiful. And this time of year, it's a little chilly because it's the Bay Area, and it's clearer. I always remember it to be like the skies are clearer than if you go like in June. You know, beat the June gloom. Go on this cruise at this time. It'll be really pretty, you know. So I think it's migration time. So a lot of birds will be flying through, and you know, because it, you know, you're gonna be on water. You might see, you know, the beginning of whale season. You never know.
City Pass, actually one of the things that you can choose to do on City Pass is go on, I think it's the Blue and Gold Line cruise. Yeah. So that's one of the things that would be a choice that you could cover.
Oh, wow. And they have all the seals and sea lions out at the wharf, Fisherman's Wharf, and, you know, sourdough bread.
Oh,
Ghirardelli's chocolate. I'm just saying.
Yes. Well, and speaking of the food scene, our pre-trip, we are going to be, you know, launching from Vancouver. And we've arranged for about 40 journalists to be able to do an Asian food themed tour from Surrey, which is, I don't remember, half an hour or so, maybe slightly more from Vancouver. So that whole food scene is very exciting.
Awesome. Awesome.
So there's that to explore. And
then when you go from San Francisco, then you head towards Los Angeles. Is that a straight shot in regards to sailing, or do you stop anywhere midway?
So our two stops are Victoria and San Francisco. And then we'll have two, we'll go from Vancouver to Victoria, and then there'll be a sea day from Victoria to San Francisco. We'll have a sea day. Then we'll do our day and a half in San Francisco, and then we'll have another sea day before we reach Los Angeles.
Okay. And then you get out at Los Angeles and the whole world opens up to you there too with food and opportunities.
Exactly. We have four host fams from
excellent.
From Los Angeles. There are 2 and 3 night fams from Los Angeles. I won't tell you the details, but I'll just kind of let you know. Mm-hmm. West Hollywood is providing a fam for 4 to 6 writers. Visit Carlsbad is
providing
a 2 night fam for 5 to 6 writers. Discover Torrance is also providing a 2 night for 4 to 6. And then this is fun. Palm Springs Preferred Small Hotels is
providing, we love them,
a 3 night for 6 to 8.
Awesome.
So those are all things. And then I don't think I had an opportunity to mention, but in Victoria, we're going to have Greater Victoria is going to be hosting some of us on some shore excursions too.
Wow. So this is like, you know, it's international, right?
It is.
So I love that too, because you are IFTWA, the International Food Writers and Travel Writers Association. And I think it's awesome too, because so many writers are especially now are starting to get back on board. I know you had a lot from and have had a lot and continue to from Australia, New Zealand, et cetera. And it's really nice to hear more and more international writers be part of IFTWA, which is great. Yeah. So it's not only the destinations, but it's the writers being part of this too, which is exceptional. So I think this, you know, this floating conference is going to be awesome for everyone to connect.
It's exciting. And I would, if I could take a minute and just give a shout out to our sponsors.
Oh, Deuce. Yeah.
We've had many in-kind sponsors with these medium fam trips, but we have Whidbey Island, Santa Ana, and Buena Park, who are all also sponsors, and they will be in our marketplace also. So, and we're open for more sponsors if you want to get your destination in front of about 70 travel writers. We'd love to talk about that and how you might be able to sponsor. And
yeah, this is such a great experience for everybody, and it's intimate, like you're saying, 70 writers. It's not so big that you can't connect, you know what I mean? That becomes that big hustle bustle. This is intimate. It's like a boutique conference, and especially going at sea and having this very unique experience. What a wonderful way for people to connect and then explore and get more travel stories under their belts, and food, wine, all of that. And I think this is fantastic. So I want to give everyone the dates again. It's October 1st through 7th. It's aboard the Discovery Princess cruise line, and you can go to ifwtwa.org for all details. There are programs for non-members, IFTWA members. Of course, you get all those perks and all those good things. And so, you know, becoming a member of IFTWA is beneficial. So you may want to check out becoming a member to get some of those additional perks. But of course, it is still open with all these different workshops, seminars, things like that. You can be on the cruise. So check that out. So it's still of great value. So again, ifwtwa.org. But check out and become a member. It's really, really valuable, because not only is it the conference, but it's everything that comes with it of being part of the organization, which includes, you guys do so many webinars. There's networking events, media trip opportunities. Also, you have the magazine, right? FWT Magazine. Yes. And so all of that is, and social media promotion. So there's a lot to become a member, not just the conference, but I'm trying to tell people it's worth to become a member and then be on the conference.
Yeah, it's one thing that I think IFTWA does really well is the whole webinars and education. For example, 1 month you might see a presentation on a winery, and it's not just, oh, I saw a presentation on a winery. Wine arrives at my door prior to do the tasting. I just participated in a wine tasting where they sent me boxes of chocolate and two bottles of wine, and I got to participate in a wine and chocolate pairing, and that was at no cost past my membership dues.
Awesome.
So those kinds of things are frequent.
I love that, because I think again it's connecting you then, and you can go further with those you know, the winery and the chocolatier too if you want to. But you can write from something, and you're learning with that kind of intimate experience again, which is fantastic. So again, everyone, the website, ifwtwa.org, and also follow the Piper. Go to followthepiper.com to keep up with Amy's adventures. We air our shows here on bigblendradio.com with IFTWA every second Tuesday, second Friday, and third Monday. And keep up with us through that. And also, and we have another one every third Friday as well. Excuse me, we've got four shows. The third Friday, we get to have panel discussions and you know, different perspectives over one theme with writers. So sometimes it's a panel or a variety of interviews over one theme. But Amy, where's your next destination?
I'm going to Kansas City in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
I just came back from Iowa, Fairfield, Iowa. And my next thing is Kansas City. Kansas.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that area. There's so much history, and we'll be out there too soon. Oh, actually. Well, actually it'll be in July, but, so, you know, pave the way.
And I'm working now on my next book, Secret Michigan, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful.
Awesome.
And Obscure. So I'm out, finding obscure things. I just came back from doing the piping plover. The Great Lakes piping plover is an endangered species. And Sunday I went and took a look at the piping plover and got some great pictures.
Oh, fantastic. That's fantastic. That's well, Michigan's a beautiful state. Michigan is a beautiful, I'm so sorry we missed you last year when we were up there. It was just one of those quick twirl arounds, but I want people to explore the Midwest and what they realize if they've never been there. It is gorgeous. It's beautiful. We're in the Midwest. I think we're in the Midwest. We're in the South Midwest. I don't know. Oklahoma. Which one is it? I don't know, but it's
that's the Southwest.
Yeah. Well, we'll be up in the Midwest soon because we're going to Iowa. So I think
that's lovely. We're in Iowa.
I can't pronounce it. Markota.
I don't know.
I can't pronounce anything until I get there. You know what I mean?
I just came back from Fairfield, Iowa, and it was wonderful.
Fairfield, Iowa is a huge art destination, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, what I've heard.
But now they're also becoming a foodie destination.
Oh, well, that goes hand in hand. Have you been to Mason City, Iowa?
I have. I have an article on my blog about that. I was there last year, and I stayed at the Frank Lloyd Wright Hotel.
Awesome.
Remaining one that's open.
Yeah, so that's where the big bopper died, and over at Clear Lake and all of that. We've done some shows on it. So awesome. Well, everybody follow thepiper.com. Thank you so much, Amy. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, Lisa.
And have fun on that cruise. I want to hear all about that 360 experience. That dining experience is extraordinary. I wish we could. We're going to be back east at that point. But but otherwise, we're just going to be following everybody on social media. Oh, and there's one thing too, everyone, you do have Wi-Fi aboard the ship. So that's important.
For
writers to know. So you do have Wi-Fi. All right. Thanks so much, Amy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.